Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil. Welcome to the program. We will be sharing guidance, wisdom, and messages from across the veil. And we're so excited to be here today. And once again, today I have another kind of special program planned for us, similar to how we did on the last program. We have a guest with us who's going to share some amazing insight with us as well. But before I introduce her and we start the program, I want to let you know that the November-December catalog of classes is now available. It lists the classes, it lists the retreats, it lists all the different things that we do here, and you can get that off of www.whitewolflearninginstitute.com, and it's in a Word format, so if you have trouble downloading that, just send me a quick little email at april@whitewolfapril.com, and I'll be happy to send you a hard copy of that so you can find out the information, because we now have 98% of our program, our classes. Everything we're doing is available through conference call, internet call, so you can join us from wherever you're at in the world. We've had folks join us from France. We've had folks join us from Arizona. It's just been a really great way to connect and help make the connections to be able to get these messages and information out and the learning out for everyone. To learn more about me, you can go on to April@whitewolfapril.com is my email address, and whitewolfapril.com is my website where you can go and learn more about me and find out what's going on and where I'm going to be. We're beginning to put together the winter travel sessions and where I'm going to be located, and you're going to want to watch that website for when I'll be in your area doing some readings and doing some healing sessions and teaching a couple of the classes that we're going to do while we're out and about. Across the Veil also has a social network, and there you don't want to put any HTTP or www on it. You just want to type in acrosstheveil.ning.com. And on there, you're going to find information. You're going to find messages. It's a place to ask questions. And folks like my guest and I, if she's on the site, she can put in, I have a message to share with so-and-so, or I can put in a message that I, you know, that type of thing that can be shared with the listeners and shared with those who are, you know, are wanting to hear, and it's a place to get your questions answered as well. It's really a great little social network and a place to communicate and see maybe that you're not the only one out there experiencing what it is that's going on in your space, and that you're, you know, it can find help in places of seeking and that type of thing from that. It's acrosstheveil.ning.com. If you're unable to get through during the program, because we do take live calls, and the gal that's with me today is going to be helping with some of the readings if you do call, just send us an email at april@whitewolfapril.com, and we try to answer it during the program. If we can't, we will send you an answer via email back reply. I also do offer one-on-one readings. Those readings can be done on the internet, on the phone, in person, however works the best for you. And you can catch Across the Veil here on BBS Radio on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You want to check that listing for the local listing times in your area. I'm really excited about introducing my guests, so I want to get right to that, and I want to begin to share with everyone. Before we do that, I'm really getting a strong message to share with somebody to tell you that you are not the only one out there. You're feeling so isolated, and you are feeling so confused and so like, I'm the only one. It's, why is this me? Why is it only me? They're wanting you to know that you're not the only one and that your guides are there helping you. They are actually there helping you move through what it is. This is a growth process for you. This is a shifting process for you. And this is a place where you can actually bathe in the blessings that are coming down from Spirit at this point in time. I want to get into introducing Camille so she can start helping with some of the readings and helping with some of the messages. Camille has been on the program before. We did a live site across the Veil open forum in Homer. She has a little shop in Homer that's called Something to Believe In. And I'm going to let her share with you her information a little bit more. So if you want to contact her for readings as well or get information from her as well, that way you'll have that connection with her. She's an amazing reader. She is an amazing friend. Intuitive, gifted healer. She works with crystals. Her shop, she has phenomenal shop, stones and crystals and gems and just so much that is out there to help improve the quality of life, to improve the well-being, to bring balance, harmony, and healing. And she has, like I said, a little shop in Homer, and this evening she's actually here teaching a class on crystals. And I would like to introduce her. Hi, Camille.
Hello.
We're welcome you to the show.
Thank you.
She's not done one of these before, so we're just going to kind of wing it together. I'm going to ask her some questions, and if we get some readings that are going to come in, we're going to share them. If you have a call and you have a question you'd like to call us with, please feel free to do that. Before I get to that point, I have a call from, not a call, an email from a gentleman. He says, as a newbie here, what is the mystic behind crystals? How can they help me? Is there a certain one I should start with? And I'm so thrilled that his question actually came in today with Camille going to be here teaching a class, and she is one of the most amazing people I have ever worked with when it came to crystals. When I met Camille, she was doing some different things with crystals, and we brought her over to the island of Kodiak where I was located at the time, and she started doing crystal classes, and people just, their lives were changed because of the information that they give her, and she's able to work with the crystals. So I'm going to kind of throw this over to you, Camille, and if you need me to remind you of some of the parts of that question, just go ahead and ask.
Well, I want to respond to the question, the email that April received, and it's a very interesting question because it says, what is the mystic behind the crystals? And I wonder if that question was meant to be, what is the mystique behind crystals? Because obviously I would be the mystic this evening sitting behind the table of crystals as I'm talking to all of you. So the mystique behind crystals has to do with the idea that crystals bring forth healing through their vibrational frequencies, that is similar to harmonizing a chorus of people. You'll hear several people singing different sounds, and then they come into one harmonious sound. That is the way crystals work with your body. They work at a vibrational frequency. As you hold them, they draw your body into alignment with them and harmonize you. Another way that crystals work with healing is through their color. And color has healing properties. And so by looking at the crystal and seeing the color, that light comes through your eyes into your pineal and pituitary glands, and then your body utilizes it for healing. A third way is through the mineral content, and minerals, or the inclusions in crystals, are naturally occurring in the universe, in nature, on Earth, and our body needs minerals, such as potassium, calcium, phosphorus, and zinc, and lithium, and magnesium, and so many crystals that have these minerals. And that's the mystery behind crystals.
Very good. Like I said, folks, she's phenomenal with crystals. I just sit and she says things, and it just amazes me what she knows.
I'll call her every now and then on the phone just because I can't find the answer in a book, and she knows right off the bat. This gentleman wants to know, how can these crystals help him?
As I think about this gentleman and his question, April mentioned that there's possibly some kidney issues, and immediately I realized that working with kidneys, we need stones of balance. And oftentimes balance stones are green stones. They bring balance to us. Specifically, I'm seeing a stone called malachite, and malachite purges, and I'm seeing a stone called obsidian. Obsidian helps you to look at your own fear and shadow, but also pulls toxins out of the body. You can place some obsidian, calcium, and clear quartz over your solar plexus area, and pour lay down for about 10 minutes and relax and breathe, maybe a meditation CD, and then just wash the crystal. In addition to that, the way we wash those crystals is we place them under cold running water, set them out in our room or under a sun to dry, and then we can use them again. Specifically for this gentleman, I'm seeing a need for some types of protection stones, and the spirit says fire agate, or fire protection. There's also stones with a mineral content called lepidocrosite, and these stones are called fire quartz or harlequin quartz, and this is another crystal that would benefit you. You can simply carry whichever stone you're drawn to in your pocket and make sure you wash that crystal off about once every 2 to 3 days.
Okay, when you were saying wash the crystals off, what is the purpose of doing that?
The crystals absorb the vibrational frequencies that you carry with you. Therefore, you can program them by holding them and thinking or praying. And then later, those crystals will emit the frequency that you put into them. So when you're working with a crystal for healing, such as a disease or a physical ailment in the body, they will absorb the energy of that and then be full, just as a computer gets full in its memory. Or a dresser drawer gets full of clothing. And so when the crystal's full of the darker energy or the energy that you're wanting to let go of, the disease or ailment, you need to wash it and clear it. You can do that in many ways with intent, but the easiest way is just to hold it under cold running water.
Okay. If a person is using, I guess I want to help the listeners be able to understand a little bit more of how does the crystal actually absorb that energy so that it would be something that they could know with confidence, if I place this crystal on such and such a place. For example, I had a situation where I was being kind of dealing with some back issues in my shoulder, and it was giving me some problems. And I had placed a call to Camille and asked her, what do I do? And she told me to place a large crystal point under my shoulder when I was sleeping. Number one, it was going to create a pressure point, but it was also going to help release that and help remove the energy that was kind of coming into that. So I guess what I want to ask you a little bit more, Camille, to help the listeners understand is, how come something like that can help? How come, because now I don't have that problem anymore, I have that protection barrier that stone put there.
Well, the question's a multidimensional question.
Right.
Humans are multidimensional, so there's several things happening at one time. The easiest ways I can describe that crystals either absorb or transmit energy is through just the idea of any listening device that humans have, a television, a radio, a computer, uses silicone to hold the information. And most quartz crystals are made of silicone. Quartz crystals are made of silicone.
Okay.
So in the olden days, you'd go out and buy a police scanner, and for every channel that you bought to get a new, either the police or the fire department or the EMTs, you would have to buy a crystal. So all listening devices are based on the science of using silicone from crystals.
Okay, so that gives the folks an idea of how they can understand how it works in a frequency.
Yes, and many people have made little transistor radios using quartz crystals in science.
Oh.
So you can go to an adolescent science experiment book and find out how to make a radio with crystals.
Very interesting.
Now, the other way that the crystals work with healing for your body, such as under your shoulder, is crystals will open up the meridians and the ley lines of the body. So if you have a blockage, a place where your body isn't flowing from inflammation, a disease, or any type of a blockage, crystals help to open up those meridians, those ley lines. Not just the at the energetic level, which we could call the electric level, but also in the biological places, such as increased blood flow, an easier aid in breathing.
Okay.
So it depends on which type of crystals or minerals you use as to how they're going to work with the body.
Okay. If we're using the crystals to do this type of work, and then after we have filled them up, like you were saying, then your recommendation is simply go ahead and run them under some cold water?
Yes, I usually like to put my crystals in a wood dish and run cold water over the bowl for probably about 60 seconds to 2 minutes. And then I pull them out, lay them on paper towels, and set them out in the sun to dry.
What about for our listeners who, like up here in Alaska, we don't have to necessarily worry quite so much about the things that are added to the water, to their water sources, and some of our listeners are going to be in like a city situation. Should they seek out different types of water or just use regular tap water and not be too concerned about that?
I don't think that one of the things that happens is when you're washing your crystals, you are thinking about cleaning your crystals. And so the intent is just as powerful as running them under cold water.
Okay.
So the intent works as well. Another way that people like to clear crystals and would be to take a bucket of sand, a bucket of dirt, a bucket of rice that you're not going to eat.
Don't eat that stuff again.
And then you would place your crystals in that, and the earth always recycles energy. The earth always takes dense, heavy energy and utilizes it and recycles it. All energy is in the process of transformation and transmutation from one form to another. Just as when a log falls and decays, it can turn into a piece of petrified wood over eons of time.
Very good. Let's see, he had a few more questions. He asked how they could help him and which one should he start using, and you gave him a brief list. Can you do that list again for him?
I'm seeing the stone malachite utilized with amethyst or sugilite. I'm seeing the stone obsidian and fire agate. And then there's one other stone I'm seeing, because that's the way it works for me, which is rhodochrosite. Now, not all these stones are specifically for the same purpose.
Can you maybe give him some ideas on locations where he would want to place these on his body?
The rhodochrosite I would carry in your pocket and with a piece of malachite, or I would place them around your heart. Also, the malachite could be placed over your solar plexus, like at your belly button, with some obsidian below that, and the rhodochrosite above it. The fire agate is specifically for protection, and I would carry that in your pocket, or get a fire agate pendant of some sort to wear, or a piece of jewelry.
Okay.
If you wear jewelry, if you don't wear jewelry, you can just put it in a little leather pouch as a medicine pouch around your neck.
Very good. A question that came up on the email from someone was, how do I tune that crystal or that piece of mineral that they're working with, how do they tune it to connect with them? How can they make sure that they're going to make a good connection with that?
Probably it depends on what you're talking about. If you're walking into a crystal store and you're trying to choose a crystal, a simple form of kinesiology or dowsing, I would suggest. Often a crystal will choose you. So if you're at a bucket of crystals, and they're all the same type of crystal, say it's a bucket of amethyst, a bowl of amethyst, there might be one specific amethyst crystal that through using a pendulum or muscle testing or just you're drawn to it because you like it more but you can't really tell why, that's the specific crystal that's for you. It's as if the crystal choose you. It's just like going into the pound and choosing a puppy. a lot of puppies there, but one might want to come up to you.
Yeah, one special one will come up from the... And I have literally been in her shop and had crystals jump off the counter in front of me. We were, when I was down there last time, we were doing, I can't remember what, a medicine wheel class. And I kept walking by this one cabinet she had, and as we'd go by it, the whole cabinet would just start going, and I think, okay, we're not having a quake right this minute. What is going on with this case in this cabinet? And sure enough, in there was this absolutely phenomenal point that, and I hadn't been to Homer for a little while, and you've had it there for a bit, but it was just waiting for me to come down because it needed to come home with me.
That's right, and it didn't want to come back to Homer when she came to visit again.
It was so funny, yeah, it was cute because I was getting ready to go back down, and I was, as I was packing up, I was going to take it with me, and it was like, please don't take me back like that puppy in the pound. Please don't take me back. It was really cute. But I think to turn that question a little bit more, how can they get that resonation with that crystal?
Once you have your crystals, the best way to work with them is to set them out in front of you. And I have a table right now with crystals sitting in front of me. They love to come out and play. And to hold each crystal and meditate with it, or just to hold it in your hand and open yourself to receive guidance from the spirit, from your guides, from the crystal, from your inner awareness, through your heart, as to what, how should I best work with this crystal. The other way is always through prayer or affirmation. When you hold the crystal through intent, you can thank the elemental beings, and crystals are the earth element oftentimes. So you can thank the spirit world, the elemental beings, for working through the crystal to assist you. Basically, you're thanking the spirit of the crystal for working with you. Each crystal has its own life force energy. Crystals have collective life force energy. Therefore, if you have a piece of amethyst, it has a collective life force with all amethysts at the same time, or specifically the amethyst where that crystal came from in the earth.
Okay.
And so when you have a mineral or a crystal in front of you, just through intent, thanking that the spirit of the crystal do work with you for the highest good. That in and of itself programs the crystal, attunes the crystal to being a good aid for yourself.
Okay. She's sitting here holding a selenite wand. If you had just received the selenite wand, could you maybe walk them through how they would do something like that?
Well, I would, after I purchased the crystal from a crystal store or a garage sale or wherever it might have come from, I would take the crystals home. I would probably wash each one. Now, I am holding selenite, and selenite is one of very few minerals that does is absorbed by water. So selenite is not one you would put in the water.
Yep.
But I would take the crystals that you have and run each one in the water and then lay them out in front of you and then just begin to work with them that way. I like to put my crystals in a bowl in the evening, and then every day when I wake up, some of the crystals want to go for a walk with me. And you'll, like, for some reason, you'll be drawn to two of the three crystals that you have there, and the rest will stay at the house. And so just like when you get up in the morning and you go to your closet and you figure out which shirt you feel like wearing for the day, which coat are you going to put on, which pair of pants, crystals will work the same way.
Okay, and wearing them as jewelry?
You can wear them as jewelry, use them as talismans or amulets. Oftentimes gemstones are common jewelry easier than by themselves. And you can put them in your pocket. You can lay them around your bed when you're sleeping at night so that while you're sleeping, your body is, the crystals are, resonating with your body to bring forth healing or whatever type of balance is needed for your being.
Okay.
There's just one thing I'd like to mention. If you're getting crystals as a gift for somebody else, it's very sweet to hold that crystal in the palms of your hand and thank the crystal for doing its work. You can bless the crystal with your own love. I love this person I'm giving this crystal to, and I wish them only the best. And know that as you hand that crystal to the person in whatever form, that is a blessing, and that energy will now emanate from the crystal for the people that you're giving it to.
Okay, so gifting is really special. If somebody gives you a crystal or somebody gives you something with their prayer and their alignment into that, it can be a very special blessing. And I know, for example, with my granddaughters, they just absolutely love to receive crystals. I have a caller, Dale. This is April. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes,
hi.
I was the one that emailed you the questions tonight.
Okay.
I want to say hi to you and your guest. And, wow, what a coincidence, because we just happened to be talking about crystals. I had no idea, but maybe my intuition was working tonight.
I think maybe it's more your intuition than coincidence. How about that?
I would have to
listen,
agree with you.
The microphone on your guest has been, until she said she had crystals out in front of her, it sounds like she's been a little bit chopped up, but I think maybe those crystals are having an effect because it's definitely showing up through the microphone.
Okay.
She was a little chopped up, but I wanted to call in to get to actually write down these stones because I really missed a lot of them that I need to get started with again, if I can.
That list of his stones.
All right. So, Dale, as you call into the show, there's a guide that wants to work with you as you're working with your crystal. She shows herself to me as Madame Pele. She's the volcano goddess, the fire goddess that they talk about in Hawaii. And so I feel like you're really working with fire energy right now. And the biggest crystal that I saw for you is called a fire agate. Have you heard of a fire agate before?
No, fire agate. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And a fire agate is a psychic protection stone. And so if you have situations where you're around people that are thinking negative about you.
Oh, my God, you are reading my mind.
That is negative psychic energy that's being directed towards you. And a fire agate will shield you and bounce that energy off of you, off of the agate, back to the people in a way that they understand it.
How big of a stone do I need and what shape?
I see him getting a truck.
Do I need a boulder? Because I got a feeling this psychic vampire is just, I'm going to have to put a boulder out there in front.
I would carry one in your pocket, like a tumble stone. Do you often have a money clip? They're showing a fire agate that might come on a money clip for you.
Are you asking me if I currently possess one?
Are you the type of person that would use a money clip?
Well, I could look around. I think my dad may have had one, but gosh, you know, I don't carry a money clip, but I can, if that's what you're asking, I could get one.
Is your dad passed over?
You know what? He had some turquoise. I think at one time he may have had, hold on, let me look. He may actually have it. I'm going to have to look around, but I do remember something. Gosh, it's hard telling. I think he had a money clip at one time that had a stone in it, but I'm not sure what it was.
She's just saying that as something that you could possibly use that would carry the energy of that stone with you. She's not saying you have to have that money clip. She's just saying it would be a way for you to use that. But any form would work.
What I'm seeing, Dale, is that your dad may have left you something that has stones on it that will benefit you at this time. And also, I do feel that your dad has a message for you to assist you in protecting, being psychic protection, all right? I wouldn't be surprised if on his money clip there was a crystal that would benefit you. Now, and I was specifically seeing a fire agate on a money clip, and then the message that comes with that is that it feels as if your money would be protected if it was in a money clip that had a fire agate on it.
All right.
Now, let me talk about the other stones that I saw. Are you ready? Do you have a pen and paper?
Yes, I am writing right now.
I see malachite. M-A-L-A-C-H-I-T-E. It's a green stone, and malachite... works really well to purge the body of emotions that we no longer wish to have and of old energy we no longer need. Amalekite works best with clear quartz placed around it.
Okay.
Although they are saying rutilated quartz around it would be just as effective for you.
What was that?
Rutilated quartz. The next stone that I'm seeing for you is obsidian. Obsidian is a really heavy stone. It's another very powerful protection stone. Obsidian puts a shield in your aura. Obsidian laid on the body will absorb negative energy, and you will experience a need to eliminate after you use the obsidian.
Okay.
Obsidian is a stone that, when you're using it, will bring up your own shadow and fear, but in a comforting way. In a comforting way. It helps you to look at it and move past it.
Okay.
There's two more stones I want to give you. One is called rhodochrosite. It's a pink stone.
Want to say that again? You're breaking up a little bit.
Rhodochrosite. R-H-O-D-O-C-R-O-S-I-T-E.
Okay.
And I might have spelled that a bit wrong. It's pink with beautiful white swirls. And then the next stone is called sugalite, S-U-G-A-L-I-T-E. And Dale, you can email me if you want more information, because there are more stones than that that would benefit you, but these are the ones that I'm being shown immediately.
Okay, you're going to do that at the end of the show?
We'll give Camille's phone number and her email address to the listeners, because I'm sure there's a few that... we'll have a few more questions, and that way she can
I do want to get off here to let some others answer, call in too as well. But listen, thank you very much, and thanks for the message from Dad. I know he's in a good place. Me and him are like two peas in a pod, so I know that I've never had to worry about him, and I always knew he was in a good place. So, April, thank you very much. And to your guest tonight, I'm sorry I forgot your name. Thank you, and I will be making contact with you.
Thank you for calling, Dale. And Camille also wanted to share with you to look in a shoebox.
Yes, Dale, when you start looking through possessions, look in a shoebox. You might have a shoebox in a closet or a drawer or the attic, but there might be something in that shoebox for you.
Okay.
Oh, I guess I better get busy.
Those little mysteries they give us.
I always felt he had left something left behind. I never knew really what it was. It's always been nagging me for years, so. Wow.
Yeah. Well, you have a great night. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll see you on your website, Dragon Riders.
Yes. That's a wonderful site. Thank you for your posting.
You're welcome. Take care, ladies. Good night.
Night. I am. Camille, we've had another gal who has sent me an email, and she has some throat issues that are going on, and she's had this issue in her throat for probably about a good month plus, and she's wanting to know if there's some kind of crystal, maybe a necklace or something that she could get that would be beneficial to her throat.
The first crystal I saw when you started talking about her with throat issues is the crystal called Blue Lace Agate. Blue Lace Agate is a very soft stone. It's a beautiful baby blue with swirls running through it. And it's a very good stone for expressing your truth or opening up your throat chakra to make it easy to speak what you need to speak. The next stone that would come behind that would be a stone called chrysocolla. And chrysocolla helps the light body anchor into the physical. It works with the thymus, and it really works with releasing blockages in the throat.
Okay.
So that you can connect into your heart.
Okay. I do have, and this gal who had sent the email, she has a client as well. I do have those particular stones in the shop just so that she knows she can stop by and pick those up when you come back into town sometime. we do have those ones that she mentioned.
Okay. Now, there's one more thing that needs to come with that, and it's not a crystal, but it is basically giving yourself permission to speak your truth. I'm being shown that this person was told often to be quiet and has a contract that says it's not safe to speak. So there may be a need to release that and give yourself permission to speak.
I think we've been there, haven't we, sweetie? I see that we have another caller. Victoria, this is April. Go ahead.
I guess I was wondering what crystals would be good for me at this time.
Victoria, is there something specific that you're working on that you were looking for crystals?
Second chakra stuff. I seem to be having enormous amount of dreams. Then the dream book suggests it's all second chakra stuff and cleaning out the second chakra.
Well, Victoria, that is a lot of fun to do. From what I understand, many humans are doing the same thing at the same time. What I know about the second chakra is it usually stores old guilt and shame.
Ah, yes.
And when we start working with the second chakra, we need to give ourselves permission to have joy and pleasure in our life. And so you're wanting to work with the orange stones.
Orange stones.
And there's a great crystal for you that's a smoky quartz with orange vespertine garnets on top of it.
And so you said smoke?
Yeah, it's called smoky quartz. It's a dark quartz, and it has orange vespertine garnets on top of it. And these orange vespertine garnets, they're just coming to the surface of the earth, as well as many other orange crystals, such as orange kyanite.
Okay.
And then the other stone that would be wonderful for you would be a piece of imperial topaz. Specifically imperial topaz.
Okay.
Let me see if I can feel some other things for you. There, right before you came on the show, I was being shown a piece of emerald, and I feel like that emerald is for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. One of the stones that will help you, and this is an interesting one. This is a green stone with red spots in it, and it's called ruby fuchsite.
Can you spell that?
R-U-B-Y is the red part of it is ruby, and then the green part is fuchsite. F-U-C-H-I-T-E.
F-U-C-A-I-T-E. Okay.
And it really helps to connect the root with the heart.
Okay.
Also, Victoria, your name, Victoria, is the energy of being victorious. And they want you
actually,
to
my real name is Vicky.
Well, when you call yourself Victoria, you need to know that one of the Elohim is called Victoria, and it's the Elohim of the Violet Ray. The Violet Ray is the purple ray, which is the ray of freedom and mastery, and this is what you're doing right now. You're mastering your life. You're mastering your soul's purpose. And so claim victory in this process. The minute you say, I claim victory in your healing process, all the guides come in to assure you will win and be successful.
Well, that sounds great. I have a large crystal called Elestial. Can you tell me anything about that?
Is it a smoky Elestial or a clear Elestial?
Well, it's kind of a smoky clear with orange color. You can't see through the orange. It's kind of like a sediment in there. But it looks like it's kind of a smoky clear.
All right. Elestial crystal. Elestial is the way the crystal grows. So when we call a crystal an Elestial crystal, it's a term referred to a specific shape of a crystal. Most of the time, it's quartz crystals that are Elestial, and they'll have like little ridges or points that are all lined up together, and there'll be many of them. And all of these represent cutting through the baggage, the darkness, the fear, and the obstacles in your life. They're little vacuum cleaners that cut down to the core of what the truth is.
So and how would I use it?
Purging.
How can I use this crystal?
How large is it?
It's about, oh, it's pretty big. It's like the size of a large hand, the palm of a large. Pardon me?
It's fun when you're on the radio. Go ahead.
I would, I see you, do you work at a desk?
No, I garden for a living.
All right. I see you placing the crystal at a table that you're sitting at. Is there a table that you sit and meditate at or do any type of work at?
No, most of the time on the couch with a little stool in front of me.
All right. Well, that would work. You could definitely sleep with the crystal or sleep with the crystal beside you because it's not always comfortable to roll over on a big rock.
It's okay if it works, I'll sleep with it.
You could put it under the mattress, though.
You could put it underneath the mattress. If you wanted to, you could lay this crystal on your stomach while you were laying down, and it would help you to work through your second chakra thing.
Oh, great. Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for your call, and you have a wonderful evening.
Super interesting show. Thank you.
Uh-huh. And that's why I was so excited when Camille was going to be here during one of our programs because, like I said, she just knows so much about these crystals. And the guest I do have with me, her name is Camille Moritz, and she owns a little shop down in Homer, Alaska. And I'm going to let her share with you her email address and her phone number so that if you have any questions, you can send her a little email, and on that email, you want to put in the little top part where you're putting like the RE, what it's about. Put on there that you're contacting her from the BBS radio. That way, she'll know to watch for those in case they get caught in your junk mail or something like that. You'll be able to keep an eye on that. So go ahead and give them your email.
Yes, my email address is two words, all lowercase. The first word is I. And the second word is believe. I believe. BELIEVE at Cosmic Hamlet. CosmicHamlet.net. And my phone number is area code 907-299-5433. My store is called Something to Believe In. It's a metaphysical store and healing center. I teach spiritual and psychic development and do intuitive readings for people. Most of the work that Spirit has me doing is releasing cellular memory and past life memory and genetic memories so individuals can anchor their light body and be their higher self in physical form on Earth. I love to work with crystals. I teach healing with crystals. I work with crystals in many different ways. And if you email me with questions, make sure you put your name, what your concern is, and I will get back to you.
Sounds wonderful. And if you didn't get her email address, you can always contact me, and I'll be happy to forward the questions onto her email as well, and that's april@whitewolfapril.com. So that you'll make sure you can make a connection with her because, like I said, she shares such phenomenal information with you. And it can make life-changing changes in your life. It's just amazing, like, how she works. I just love it. We had another email that came in, and in this email, this mother is asking, how can I balance my teenager? What kind of stone would I want to give her for like a, as Camille's sitting here laughing, what kind of stone could I maybe give her like a piece of jewelry or something like that for the holidays that are coming up so she doesn't know necessarily?
Well, first of all, I don't know if any teenager is balanced. That's normal. Secondly, this young girl, I'm sensing that she needs something to help her heart, in that I feel like she has a broken heart or has armor in her heart so she doesn't get hurt. And she feels like she's a sensitive person. And so I was seeing the pink stone that I mentioned earlier, which is called rhodochrosite. But basically any pink stone, such as rose quartz or rhodochrosite, pink calcite, pink opal, those would be beneficial for her. I'm also seeing yellow stones, such as citrine. And possibly some amethyst or sugilite.
Okay.
Those are popular stones tonight. Sugilite helps to merge the idea, the fantasy, the spirit with the physical experience of what you're dealing with in your physical life. So it helps to bring those two sides of yourself together, what you wish you could have with what you, where you're at. And it's a very nice stone for helping a person who regain optimism or balance.
Okay.
Rose quartz and rhodochrosite are both stones that heal the heart and help a person be open there. Another thing that would help your daughter would be stones with lithium in them. And these stones, there's a couple of them. One is a quartz called lithium quartz, and it's a really pale lilac color. And the other is a crystal called kunzite, which is a light pink crystal and has lithium base in it. And then the third one is called lepidolite, and it's a purple mica stone. And all of those have lithium. And lithium is a natural occurring mineral that helps to balance and regulate emotions and hormones. So they're very good for adolescents and also for women in menopause. Because at both those times in your life, or even right after you have a baby, your body's working on really regulating your hormones. And hormones have a lot to do with our emotional state.
I've also seen you actually share that with people who suffer with bipolar.
Yes. And then there's one specific crystal that's very helpful for people with bipolar, and that crystal is called rhodonite. R-H-O-D-A-N-I-T-E. Rhodonite is a very powerful stone that helps people who experience bipolar, as well as the lithium-based crystal.
Okay. Very good. If we could, I'm going to kind of throw a question at her that I haven't, all of them haven't been pre-planned. But if, because we are coming up into the holiday season, and people are going to want to give gifts of the heart rather than just spending money willy-nilly. And I know crystals would be a fabulous thing that a lot of our listeners who have an interest in improving the quality of life in their own lives and those around them. What would you think as a global kind of a connection would be something that would be really beneficial as gifting or even bringing into your own space right now?
Probably the most popular crystals and the easiest crystals to begin working with and one of the greatest to gift people is amethyst. Amethyst is a stone of spirituality. It's a stone of sobriety. It helps to put you on your path. It eases all types of pain, whether they're emotional or physical or mental. And it just brings freedom into your life. And amethyst comes in many forms. It comes in geodes, which are big clusters. It comes in small points. A lot of jewelry has amethyst. The next crystal that is very nice to bring into a person's house is rose quartz. Rose quartz is a stone of unconditional love. It's an affordable crystal as well as amethyst, and it just brings a smile to almost everybody's face who has a piece of amethyst. I'm sorry, a piece of rose quartz.
A rose quartz.
Yes.
Okay.
My favorite crystal is a smoky quartz, which is a dark brown or black crystal because it's protective, it absorbs negativity, it's very grounded, it helps people to be in their body, to be on the ground, to get things done that they want to get done for the holidays.
Okay. Very good. Very good. I don't have any other email questions that have come right in right at this point in time, and we don't have any other callers. So I want to kind of talk to Camille a little bit more about some of the other work that Camille does, because she does do some other bits of healing work with the crystals. And you also, I'm sorry?
I'd like to talk a little bit about how a person can work with crystals for their chakra balancing.
That's what I was just going to say. How would you have people go ahead and get crystals to use to bring healing into their lives?
So the easiest way to begin to work with crystals is to, in a healing situation, is to learn a little bit about the seven traditional chakras that many people talk about. And those seven chakras have colors that come with them, and these are the seven colors of the rainbow. And so in these seven colors, there are red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Getting one crystal of each color, such as a tumbled stone, and then adding to it a smoky quartz and a clear quartz, so you have the black and the white in the spectrum, is a great way to begin to work with crystals. You can carry them all together in a pouch. You can lay them out in front of you on a table and look at them as you're meditating. Or if you want to, you can lay down and put the smoky quartz at your feet, aiming away from your body towards the ground.
So I'd want to put the point towards the ground?
Yes.
Okay.
And put the red crystal on your groin where the root chakra is. You would put the orange crystal below your belly button and above your groin, which is called the sacral or second chakra. The yellow crystal would just be above your belly button. When we move into the heart, normally we would use a green crystal for the heart, but the heart actually has two colors. So we want two crystals for the heart. We want a green crystal for balance and healing and growth. And we want a pink crystal for unconditional love and acceptance of self and others. Then we move into the throat. The throat is at your neck. That we want a blue crystal there, usually a lighter colored blue, like a baby blue. At the third eye, which is just between your eyebrows and above them, usually we would put a very dark blue, such as indigo, or a violet purple colored stone. And at the crown, we're going to put a clear stone or a violet stone.
Does that need to point a certain way on the table?
If we have a point at the crown, we want the point to point up away from your head.
Okay.
And that is a basic chakra layout for crystals. After you place these crystals on your body or have someone place them, you would want to lay there for about 10 minutes. It takes about 10 minutes for all the crystals to begin to resonate and harmonize with each other and with yourself.
If they fall asleep while they're doing that, is that okay?
That's absolutely fine. And many people will fall asleep, and when you wake up, find your crystals.
Find them.
Take them in and wash them off in cold water, and you're set to go again.
Very nice. Very nice. And one of the questions that oftentimes people will ask, when they're doing a crystal lay like that, if we lay that crystal and it's not on our physical body, it's still going to do the work as if it's laying directly on us, correct?
Yes, and human bodies are shaped very unusual and funny, and sometimes crystals don't want to sit on us. They roll off. Another way is so that you can lay them beside you.
Okay.
Or you can even put them on a table in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Or on the floor in front of you. They don't have to be on your body. Larger crystals work very well for having an energy for a whole room. Smaller crystals do not work with as much space. But if you're within 2 to 4 feet of smaller crystals, say 2 to 3 feet, you will be in the energy of their healing. You will be within healing range.
Okay. If I had a client who maybe was doing with some disease-type healing work, and we knew that there were certain crystals that could benefit them, let's use cancer as an example. Could we not maybe use some stones that would be very beneficial for that patient or that client and place that between their mattresses?
Yes. You can put them under the mattress, in the pillow. One of the things I want to mention with cancer or diseases such as cancer is there is a mineral called chlorite, which usually looks green in crystals and causes many minerals to be green. It looks green in quartz. sometimes milky white, but specifically chlorite-included crystals are some of the best crystals for healing the physiological body. They increase the white blood cell count, and they increase the oxygen level in the cells of the blood.
Very nice. They're
great crystals for cancer, but you can place the crystals under the mattress or at the corners of the mattress.
Okay.
Another way to work with them is called crystal gridding. And in crystal gridding, you can take several crystals and put them in the corners of a room or at your house. And it forms an energetic grid that will keep the house, raise the vibrational frequency of the house, or it will help to protect the house.
Okay.
Such as obsidian or smoky quartz at all the corners. You could put rose quartz at all the corners to bring a vibration of love and keep a vibration of love flowing through the house. And that's another way to work with people who are very ill, would be to grid the room that they're in.
Okay, so actually working within the corners, within the space of the actual energy within the room would be an excellent tool.
Yes.
Very good, very good. I see that we've come to the top of the hour, and I want to thank my friend Camille for joining us again today. I've so enjoyed getting to visit with her. We don't see each other near enough, and it's so fun when we do get together, and I just love hearing her wisdom. I'm going to have her share her email with you one more time.
All right. My email is ibelieve@cosmichamlet.net, and I'll spell it out for you. ibelieve@cosmichamlet.net.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if it comes out that you're not able to get a hold of Camille, go ahead and email me as well, and I'll forward your questions down to her. And, of course, you can get a hold of me at april@whitewolfapril.com. And I have so enjoyed being with you and sharing, my friend, with you and the listeners throughout. And we want to send you off with our prayers and our blessings of may your days and times be filled with love, light, and healing.
Many blessings.